We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Jonathan Smith, the gunsmith right over here. We're going to talk about a little more MCRGO info, the Crime Prevention Research Center as well. I know you've got some good stuff we're going to share coming up as well. Segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Yeah, another good week. I got to spend a little bit of time with them folks this week. And Tim and the crew at Tri-County are just outstanding. You can reach them at 810-732-7740. And why would you want to reach them? Well, if you've got a flat pitch roof or a low pitch roof, they are experts at it, especially commercial buildings. They also do residential. They do every kind of roof you can imagine. Metal, PVC, vinyl, everything.
Shingles.
Yeah. Shingles, other things that make your body shake, all kinds of things. So
for commercial buildings, for the flat roofs. I mean, most buildings, that's the kind of roof that you have. You got equipment up on the roof.
When I was a younger man, I used to do that work, and I would I'd try doing myself, and I was always nervous about it. Well, as I got older, about 15 years ago, I started hiring Tim's company to do those low pitch roofs for me.
And divisional labor.
Every one of them are just still rocking.
The people who know how to do it do it. You know, do what they're good at. You do what you're good at.
Yep. Talking is what.
Talking is what I'm good at as well. You don't get to take that one from me.
I was told in a meeting this week that I was told not to talk, but I said, I'm sorry, I can't comply. I just can't do it. Yeah. So
Mary told you not to talk.
She was gonna bring duct tape, but I couldn't help it. And then I got the bell rang on me a couple times.
Oh, you didn't. Did you really?
They rang the bell on me twice.
You went too long?
Yeah, Lee Allen did it. Oh. Man, just terrible. So here it is, March 1st. It is cold.
Tri-County Roofing, one more time. Just give them a call. Anything, and they'll let you know if you need a roof.
Yeah.
Or if you don't need a roof, or if they can do some repairs.
Right.
And if it's time, get a quote. Have them get your estimate in because they get busy.
Yeah, it's cold today, but roofing weather is upon us. They're already, every day this week, when the weather broke, they were swamped all day long, you know. And that's the way it's going to be. So get on the list and get Tri-County to take care of your roof. Again, 810-732-7740. They've been in business since 1971, and integrity starts at the top at Tri-County Roofing. You can link to them right from my website, thegss.com. You can click right on it, get all the information right there from their website, right on mine. So very, very easy to get to. And make sure you tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show, okay? And thank them for sponsoring the show. We appreciate it very much. So we have got a lot to talk about. So Fat Tuesday's coming up this week, too, Daniel. So, you know what that means?
It's kind of like my day.
Mine, too. I will be part of the Punchki eating contest in Flushing.
No, that's gonna be won't.
Fun. Yeah, I'm going to watch. I'm going to film.
Watch it. Okay.
Watch.
All right.
Root on.
Good.
And I will be there. But I will not be eating.
No,
I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it.
Jacob either, but he may be master of ceremonies. Was he?
I don't know if he's going to be able to wing it this year.
He always used to coordinate those.
Yeah, I know he did, and he's done a good job of it, but it's a lot of fun, and something we do out at Beakey's and Flushing.
Yep.
And tons of fun. So
it's Tuesday.
That's Tuesday. And Wednesday starts Lent, and what I want to give you guys a heads up, everybody that's a shooter, do not give up shooting for Lent. Very clear. You don't give up shooting for Lent. Don't give up reloading ammunition. Don't give up the things that are important to you like this. Find something like, you know, sugar or maybe give up eating liver and onions for Lent. That might be a good idea, you know, maybe.
I might do that.
Yeah. And we would probably be good at it, you know, although I do enjoy liver and onions. But I'm telling you, you just don't want to give up shooting or gun shopping or anything like that for Lent. All right. So get that clear. Make it okay with your others that help watch you through these things. And it's very important. So I'm just heads up. This from a 60-year-old man telling you this out of experience. Don't give up the wrong thing for Easter. So now more from MCRGO. Now, MCRGO sends me a lot of information all the time, and I appreciate it. They're always giving me good stats and good input on what's going on. Of course, in this past couple of weeks, it's been a blur since President Trump took over with incoming possible changes with laws and CPLs, nationwide reciprocity, all this stuff. And then all this news about suppressors. And then they were going to drop suppressors from the list that the ATF has to watch. And we could just go into the store and buy a suppressor. And that seems to have changed, too. I don't think that's going to happen. But the way things are going right now and the amount of court things that are happening around all this stuff, they're trying to clean house and clean up the regulations that have been somewhat hindering the American public for a long time. I know as a builder, regulations stink. They make a job cost twice as much as it should, and it's bothersome. Well, there's a ton of regulations on firearms too, and I can understand ownership needs to be proven, and your, you know, it's not like going to vote. You got to show your ID. You know, you gotta have a background check. You can't just walk in the store and buy one. You have to do it legally. So MCRGO stays on top of this stuff. And every now and then we're lucky enough, there's a fellow named John Lott, and he had that Crime Prevention Research Center. And one, he's written numerous books over the years and been on, I hear him on the radio. Every time something big hits the fan, he's there talking about it. And good guy, very serious. And his Crime Prevention Research Center has put out a report about, I'll go through and explain it. And I'm going to summarize it. I'm not going to do it word for word, but I'm going to go through and explain it. So this is about truth against fiction, basically, is what it is. So this is right. This is, I'm going to read some of it and enough of it for you to be able to decipher.
But the main thing is this is the statistics on gun ownership and how it helps prevent crime, death, that sort of thing, where it's used to help people protect themselves.
Remember how we used to say every 13 seconds a gun is used?
It's self-defense.
It's self-defense. So it's kind of up that alley.
Yep.
So this is right from them. We have previously put out our study on the FBI's active shooter reports. So what that defines is they put a report out on when there's anytime there's an active shooter, FBI does a whole report on it. And there's all kinds of statistics on it. So if you watch entertainment television, like police shows, you would think something's always seemed to go wrong when there's guns used defensively, including shooting bystanders or to getting in the way of police or to failing to protect, the person you're trying to protect. Or continually having the gun stolen and then used in a crime, and then, you know, now you're part of an accidental shooting or you're part of it caught up in a conspiracy. Well, they did a 10-year study from 2014 to 2023. So during the 10 years, there were 180 active shooting cases as defined by the FBI, where a concealed handgun permit holder stopped an active shooting attack. So that's good to know.
In Michigan?
No, all over the country.
180.
We decided to do a deep dive into see how many of these cases were out there of these 180 that were concealed handgun permit holders accidentally shot a bystander or got in the way of police. Well, in the part of being shot or shooting a bystander unintentionally, you know, as an accident, it only happened one time, one case.
Of the 180.
Of the 180. So that means it's a 0.56% chance of happening over a 10-year study. Now, in the way of getting in the way of police, there was zero cases. Had the handgun taken away, there was one case. So again, it's 0.56, half a percent. And getting themselves killed, but they did stop the shooter, 1.1. So 1.1% chance. Although what they have told us over the years is, well, the chances of your gun being taken away from you are so high, you probably shouldn't carry. And I've heard that 1,000 times in my life. So pretty serious numbers. And these are actual numbers from them. So it's good. What was more common were cases where the permit holder was injured saving the lives of others. There was 44 cases. So the person with the gun was injured. So in 44 cases, so a full 24% of them, 58 of those cases were instances where the mass public shooting was prevented. So that's awesome. that's, you know.
And they were injured. Does that mean shot, or does that mean some in whatever way?
In more than likely shot, I would think. That's, you know, they only
returned fire, so they stopped a bad guy with a gun and got hit.
And it happens, but you know, we always have said they never report that stuff, and the media doesn't. So so while civilians with concealed handgun permits stopped 51.5% of the active shootings in a non-gun free zone, police stopped 44.6% of the cases. So there's 124 arrested or killed by police. 32 committed suicide when the police arrived. So that means it's 44.57% committed suicide. Interestingly, police officers were much more likely to lose their lives or be wounded in stopping these attacks than the armed citizen. 27 officers were killed in 19 attacks. So that's 7.7% they had officers killed in these. So it's terribly sad.
Well, they're easily identifiable.
Yes.
They're in uniform.
Civilian, they can't tell what you are.
Who's the one with the carry?
Yep. So that is 5.94 times the rate that permit holders were killed. So 100 officers were wounded in 48 attacks. And that's 17% higher than the civilian rate. So in 4 cases, the police shot and killed the wrong person. Twice, they accidentally shot fellow police officers. And, you know, we know that kind of stuff happens. You can't blame them. It's a heat of the moment, and they practice.
Well, it's a dangerous scenario. And bullets are flying. It's,
I've got a niece that's a police officer, and I pray for her every day.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is that the rate of police shootings, the rate of police shooting the wrong person is very, very low, though it is slightly more than twice the rate of a civilian bystander shooting the wrong person.
So some CPL holder who stops
a
crime, it's only less likely to hit the wrong person.
Exactly. And it's half as likely right now. It's half as likely. So the police accidentally shot other police officers at a very slight higher rate than civilian shot bystanders.
Well, there's more of them in the,
they're all in the confusion. Yeah. They're all running to the fire. They're like firemen. Yep. They're going to get burned. So interesting information, and that's, you can look it up. You can, if you're part of MCRGO, they publish that stuff for us so we can get to it. And
numbers from the Crime Prevention Research Center.
Yep.
You got them right here on the Gunsmith Show. US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. There's more coming. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We got more to come.